Ever feel like technology's always watching you, like Big Brother?
Mm-hmm.
But what if I told you it could actually be a force for good, especially for folks who need a little extra support?
Yeah.
That's what we're diving into today, a case study from Burlington County, New Jersey. The sheriff's office there is using Angel Sense, and it's seriously changing the game for their most vulnerable residents, you know, those who might need a little extra help staying safe.
Right.
See, before Angel Sense, they were using this outdated tracking tech. Imagine the stress, constantly dealing with limited range, dead batteries.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you need a tech manual just to figure out the darn thing.
And the families are on edge the whole time, wondering if their loved one is okay. That old system just wasn't reliable. It created this constant anxiety for everyone involved.
Exactly. Nobody wants to live like that.
Right.
So that's where Angel Sense comes in. Now, instead of just reacting to emergencies, they're using technology to prevent them from happening in the first place.
It's like having a safety net that you barely even notice is there.
Yeah.
Until you need it, of course.
Exactly. So Angel Sense uses GPS, cellular data, even Wi-Fi to keep track of someone's location, you know, making sure they're safe. But here's the really cool part. It's proactive. So it can send alerts if someone veers off their usual path, you know, if they're at risk of wandering off or something.
It's a huge shift from reactive to proactive care.
Yeah.
Instead of waiting for something to happen,
Yeah.
you're one step ahead, ready to provide support if and when it's needed.
Right.
And that peace of mind, it's huge for both the individual and their families, of course.
Absolutely. And it's not just about location tracking. Angel Sense also has this two-way communication feature. It's like a lifeline someone can use if they're feeling overwhelmed or lost or something.
I could see how that would be really helpful.
Imagine you're a parent and your child can just press a button and talk to you no matter where they are. It's like instant relief, you know, knowing they're not alone.
That ability to connect, to reach out for support, that's crucial for building independence. When you feel safe and supported, you're more likely to explore, to try new things, to kind of push your own boundaries.
Totally. It's like having a safety net and a cheering section all in one.
Yeah.
You know, what really stood out to me was that Angel Sense wasn't just designed for people, it was designed with them, specifically with the autism community in mind.
And that makes all the difference because it's one thing to create some cool new gadget. It's a whole other thing to really understand the challenges people face and then design solutions that actually empower them.
Right. And they even have this feature called Safe Ride Monitoring, which gives families real-time updates on someone's location while they're in transit.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine the relief for parents knowing their child is safe on the bus ride home, for example?
Yeah, that's huge. It's really about recognizing that independence isn't just about physical freedom, right? It's about that mental and emotional freedom too.
Yeah.
Feeling secure, knowing that someone has your back, that can be life-changing.
Totally. It's like instead of always worrying about what could go wrong, you can actually just like enjoy the moment, you know? Which is huge, especially for families who have been dealing with that constant stress.
Exactly. And
Yeah.
for the individual themselves, that shift in mindset, that's just as powerful.
Yeah.
Imagine being able to explore your world, try new things, and not have that fear holding you back.
It's like going from black and white to full color. You know what I mean? Suddenly there are so many more possibilities. You know, this got me thinking about how we often talk about technology as this thing that isolates us, but in this case, it's actually doing the opposite. It's bridging that gap,
Yeah.
connecting people in a way that we couldn't have imagined before.
It's true. It reminds us that technology is just a tool, really.
Yeah.
And like any tool, it can be used in positive ways or negative ways.
Yeah.
It all comes down to like the intention behind it.
Absolutely. It's not about the tech itself, but how we choose to use it. And here, it's about empowering people, supporting them, and creating that sense of safety and freedom. Makes you wonder what else is possible if we approach technology with that same mindset, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because the things that individuals with autism face, that need for safety and independence,
Yeah.
those are universal. We all crave that balance in our lives.
That's a really good point. We all have our own, like, unique needs and challenges. But that desire for security and that, autonomy, we can all relate to that. So we've talked a lot about Angel Sense and how it's making a difference in Burlington County, but I'm curious about like the bigger picture here. How do we as a society navigate this whole like evolving relationship with technology?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, right? Technology is always changing, always pushing those boundaries. And every time there's some new advancement, it seems like we're faced with new choices, ethical considerations and all that.
It's like we're constantly trying to catch up, trying to figure out the rules of the game while the game is still being played.
Exactly.
It can be a lot.
It can definitely feel overwhelming. But we're not powerless here, you know? We have a voice. We have a choice in how this all plays out, how we shape the future of technology.
So where do we even start? What can we do as individuals to make sure tech is a force for good, that it empowers us instead of, I know, controlling us? It's kind of like we're standing on the edge of something really big, right? It feels that way with technology, you know? Like it has this incredible power to either be amazing or, well, kind of scary.
It's a double-edged sword, that's for sure.
Exactly.
I think the key is awareness. The more we understand how this stuff actually works, the more we can advocate for it to be used responsibly. So it's about asking questions, you know, not being afraid to speak up if something doesn't seem right.
It's like we need to become like tech savvy and ethically savvy at the same time, which, let's be real, can feel like a lot.
It definitely can.
But you're right, we can't just sit back and let things happen. We have to be a part of shaping this whole digital future.
Exactly.
And maybe, just maybe, by learning from examples like AngleSense, we can actually start tipping the scales towards something better, something more human.
I love that tipping the scales. It's not about rejecting technology altogether. It's about being thoughtful about how we weave it into our lives.
Yeah, make it work for us.
And that starts with talking about it, acknowledging that tech has both good and bad sides to it.
Totally.
It's about finding that balance, you know, where technology actually makes us more human, not less.
Well said. Well, as we wrap up this deep dive, I think that's the perfect thought to leave everyone with. We've talked about the challenges, the incredible potential, and this like constant evolution of tech in our lives. But at the end of the day, the future is not set in stone. It's really up to each and every one of us to decide what we want that future to look like and how we're going to get there. So, what will you do with the power of technology?